Last month, Kingston Council unanimously gave plans submitted for the construction of the new Kingfisher Leisure Centre approval. Building work is due to start in the spring, with the approved design creating a range of activities that Kingston Council says its community said they wanted to see when they took part in a public consultation. The new site will be home to a swimming pool, training pool, teaching pool, a new health suite, a gym, cycling and activity studios, a sports hall, squash court, soft play area and a cafe. It's in stark contrast to 2019, when the Kingfisher had to close because structural issues were found with its roof. The Kingfisher was demolished in 2022 after it was decided repairs to fix the roof would cost more than £5 million. The council previously said a replacement leisure centre would be built on the same site by late 2024, but it had to scrap the original design after a tendering process to appoint a contractor for the project returned a figure of £79.5 million, which was much higher than the approved budget of £44.5 million. The decision led to the resignation of Lib Dem Kingston councillor for the area and Banquet Records owner John Tolley. Now the dust has settled, I've caught up with John to see how he feels about the new announcement.
The fact is, the thing that got approved the other night was just a planning application. So it is actually, objectively, it was always going to go through. Nobody objected to it, and it was all positive. And the metric it had to clear was, is it an improvement on what was previously there? And I think, unarguably, it is. The questions around the facility aren't around the planning application per se. The questions are around budgets and timelines still. But I do feel broadly comfortable that this is deliverable and affordable. That's not to say it will definitely run on time. That's not to say it will definitely be within budget. I don't think it will, because these things never do. But what was proposed 3-4 years ago was never going to happen, and people knew that. Where now, what is being proposed is probable, certainly plausible. So yeah, good luck to them. Get on with it. I want my 4-year-old to be swimming there when she's 6.
Yeah, because you resigned as a councillor because of that whole debacle. Why do you think it's changed around so much now? Do you think it's because the council's actually now listening to what people want?
I think they always wanted to do what people wanted. I don't think it was that. I think they just didn't live in the real world. I think there was a lack of experience at the top. The person who was leader of the council at that point had only been a councillor for under 2 years, hadn't really been around big developments. I think people just got too excited and didn't listen to the sort of the wiser people in the room saying, this isn't deliverable, what are you doing? But I don't think it was malicious. I don't think it was let's do this thing that people don't want. I think they thought, oh, I clicked my fingers and we can build this brilliant thing. It's just like, you're not living in the real world. It's not, you can't do that for that amount of money. I think lessons have been learnt. The people in charge now seem to be a lot more level-headed and sensible. And you know what? Like, at the time, people were saying, the people from the administration were saying that it was going to be the best leisure centre in London. That was certainly not the case, and it wasn't even desirable. Where now people are saying this is going to be an adequate facility for the 21st century for people from Kingston, and that's really the level that it should be at. I see it from my window, the Kingfisher. I'm reminded of it every day. My boy has to go swimming at a health club instead of like the local facility. You know, I want it to happen. I want it to be really good, and I think it will happen, and it will certainly be adequate. But the reasons why I resigned were just because I thought that what we were saying wasn't deliverable and wasn't affordable, and I just couldn't put my face to that. I couldn't be this person who's trying to tell you come to all these gigs and then also being a person who's conning people. I've got to be real, got to be true to myself. I do miss being a councillor, but I don't regret that decision.
Councillor Alison Holt, who's the portfolio holder for economic development and leisure at Kingston Council, says gaining planning permission is a huge step forward, and we're excited to get on and deliver the new centre that meets the highest standards of quality, sustainability and accessibility and meets the needs of our communities. We're moving swiftly towards putting a spade in the ground and are on the final stretch of the procedures needed on a project of this scale so that we can bring forward a fantastic new facility for all in the borough. The site is designed by award-winning architect Robert Slimbrick. The project continues to be overseen by Alliance Leisure.